Grace you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's something that you probably don't know about me. Well, there's probably a lot of things you don't know, and that's just perfect for me, thank you. But I am a huge Monty Python fan. Anybody else? Oh, you're my people. Oh, I'm home. My favorite movie is Quest for the Holy Grail. I love it so much that if we were to watch it for 5 minutes together, you would be so irritated with me because I can quote line after line verbatim, and I start laughing at the jokes before the punchline is delivered because I know what's coming. I love that movie. For those of you who haven't seen it, and it looks like only a few of you, the story centers around King Arthur, who at the first part of the movie is going around the countryside on horseback. See, I did it again. Going around the countryside on horseback, collecting and finding his knights of the round table. Now, the funny thing is, his horse doesn't actually exist. Okay, so he trots. I can't believe I did it on Thursday, too. Like, I'm not going to do this on Sunday. And yet, here I am. And, yes, Krista, he is followed by a man who claps together two halves of a coconut shell to make the galloping sound. Do you see why I love this movie so much? One of the during one of his travels, he comes up to two peasants who are digging in the mud, and they are filthy. I don't even know what they're trying to do. They're just like piling mud up on mud, and they're head to toe. King Arthur comes riding up on his high horse, clop, 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 stops, and they have this political discussion. Now, at no point in this scene does King Arthur actually get down from his high horse and dig in the mud. Because why? That's not what kings do, right? Kings historically never get down, or queens, come down from their high horses to be in the mud with people. When you think about kings and queens, what do you think about? Power, riches. They only have to do things if they want to. Wouldn't that be nice? I don't have to hang out with the lowly members of common people if I don't want to. Makes a great photo op, though. We think of them never having to lift a finger. In fact, when my mom and I are together, or any of my family, we will sometimes get ourselves laughing so hard that we snort and flap. As if that's going to, like, it's really unattractive. My dad calls it the Oberlin wind tunnel. That's how bad it is. But when we calm down, my mom will often say, I wonder if Queen Elizabeth laughs like this. I said, I don't know, but I certainly hope so, because that's good for the soul. Today we celebrate Christ the King Sunday. And Christ is a completely different king than the world has ever experienced. He comes down to us. He gets off his high horse. Paul says that he empties himself to come into this world for us. In Matthew chapter 25, if you remember the parable of the sheep and the goats, right? The king, Matthew uses that language, the king stands before the sheep and the goats and says, you sheep, come into my kingdom because you served me. And they say, well, when did we see you? Do you remember what the king says? When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was naked, you clothed me. You did all those things to me. And the goats, those poor goats, ask the same question. Well, King, when did we see you? He says again, you saw me in the hungry, in the naked, in the imprisoned, but you didn't react. You didn't do anything. When we serve people, we are serving Christ himself. It would be easy to picture Jesus on the throne in heaven, you know, full of regal splendor, a crown on his head. using Satan as a footstool, you know, thinking, I never have to get my hands dirty again. Thanks goodness. But the truth is, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, comes down to us into the mud right from the very beginning. Sure, he had a heavenly course that announced his birth, but he was born into a stinky manger. And if you've ever hung out in a barn, you know how fragrant that can be. That's the kind of king that we serve. This week, I served two different times at ChristNet, Sunday and Thursday. And before each, before our guests arrived, each time I gathered everybody to pray. Although I think Cliff and Maggie had to remind me to pray on Thursday. Like, I had totally forgotten. Like, oh, I'm the pastor. I should pray. As we gathered around and I prayed, I said, I want you to remember that when we are serving our guests, we are serving Jesus himself. We are serving the very King of the universe. We aren't just doing it because of pity. We are doing it because this is how we love Jesus, by giving to people, by serving them, by reaching out to them. My prayer is that we can all remember that that's the kind of king we serve. Are there things that I don't really want to do as a volunteer? Yeah. Remember, anybody remember the show Dirty Jobs on cable? Huge Mike Rowe fan. Yes. And as I would watch that, I think, there's no way I'm getting down into a sewer with rats and who knows what else. But what if Jesus is in those very places that we don't want to go? What if in our ministry we just kind of gallop? I'm so thankful that this isn't videoed. What if we just gallop right on by the people in the dirt who need a word of grace, a bit of love? What if we pass Jesus by without even noticing? My prayer is that God will keep us open and that we will follow more and more closely in the footsteps of the King who comes into the dirt with us. Amen.